101.9 POR, John, Joe, and Courtney all morning, 12 in a row all day. The endless storm ended.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're all still, well, two of us without power and one of us buried under 20 inches
of snow.
Oh,
you,
my
man.
God.
Gosh, what a weekend.
I wouldn't want to be either one of us.
No.
It just sucks.
It does.
And what a surprise. You know, well, my goodness, this one took everybody by, I hate to say storm, but.
No, it really did.
It did.
I was just surprised because, so I had my best friend's birthday party Saturday night.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, to my dad, I'm like, hey, can you drop me off? Because Anthony had taken my Subaru to work. And I'm like, I'm not driving the Honda Civic and this is messy. At that point, it was only sleeting a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Get to Adara's, we're hanging out. Sometime in the night, it turned into this big ice storm.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Crispy trees falling down everywhere.
I drove home at, I left probably about after midnight over at Sable Oaks. We were doing the second chance prom that they had. I was a DJ this weekend.
By the way,
a lot of fun.
You sound like crap. I just realized.
Yeah, horse.
I was very sick yesterday.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it's probably not going to get better. But, I got out of there, and I was like, wait a minute. What is going on here? And it was just like that sound on the windshield of...
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, this is not going to be a fun drive home. And it ended up... I went about 30 miles an hour all the way from South Portland to Casco. Like, it took me a long time. And there was, like, nobody on the road.
Good.
But there was a few people that were stuck in driveways that had tried to just... plow through them.
Yeah.
Coming in from the road to get into their driveway.
Does not work.
Yeah, so the closer I got to home in Casco, like Wyndham and Naples, Raymond, all those places, there was like four or five different cars where people were out with a shovel and their hazards on
because
they had tried to get through, and I'm thinking, this is horrible. Mm-hmm. And then I read about you guys down here the next morning, and I'm like, this looks like the storm of 98.
That's what I said.
Remember the big ice storm?
Yeah.
I don't. For us in Saco, there was nowhere near as much snow as that.
No.
But it was so similar.
Right.
Because, you know, everything was just shut down and everything.
And the coatings of ice on, like, the tree branches. It did look pretty in the sun yesterday. I'm not going to lie.
It always looks good in pictures, doesn't it?
Yeah, but then you're like, get out of here.
Against
not
the
ready
roar
for you.
Of, roar of generators in the background from everyone's house who has one.
And then, of course, you've got, you know, the cleanup. And you've got the no power. And you guys still both without power. I'm grateful that we have power. I'm so sorry for everybody that doesn't.
I'm surprised you guys have power, honestly.
Well, we didn't get that. We got snow.
Oh, that's true. So nothing.
And you guys got the ice. And the ice is what does it with the fallen limbs and all that stuff. So
And you know, those people getting stuck were probably people thinking, oh, this was fluffy snow all day. I can just charge right through that. But then you had all the ice
the
and
rain
stuff
and stuff on top of it.
Rock hard.
There's no pushing through that with a car.
It is definitely heart attack snow. So you need to be careful out there. But I hope we get to talk to some people today. Maybe see how they're riding the storm out. You know, just and sometimes it helps just to call and complain a little.
It does.
That's what we do in Maine.
And I'm glad to be here with Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I bet you guys are.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Courtney taking a shower in the kitchen. Yeah. She had like the little thing on the sink. It was over her head.
On her
she
head.
Was refreshing.